from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The countdown begins for Jamaica's 18th December elections, but the opposition cries foul at an early date. A British parliamentary committee reports on the volcano crisis in Montserrat. We put some of its criticisms to the island's chief minister. And former Antiguan leader Veerbird Sr. speaks up in defence of his son. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Questions continue to be asked in Jamaica about why the Prime Minister called general elections for December 18th before he had a certified voters list. The head of the CAFE organization group, Dr. Alfred Sangster, told Caribbean Report last night that PJ Patterson's reputation for keeping his word is at stake.
A lot of citizens are going to be listening and their ears are pricking up to what promises are made and whether those promises are going to be kept. And I think that, you know, integrity is at stake, and principled positions are very much at stake in this whole issue.
Prime Minister Patterson made his promise of an election announcement only when he had the list at a rally earlier this year.
I am waiting until I receive a certificate from the Electoral Advisory Commission that the new list is ready and